Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you'll stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 10, which I've entitled Connacht, Cunning and Consensus. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, then give my prediction, which I'll be using on sportguru.co.uk. This weekend's opponents for the Boys in Blue are Connacht in the Magners League, with kickoff at 6:05 p.m. Saturday and live coverage on RTE2. Well, once again, I don't have the starting lineups. They won't be announced till lunchtime today. But I'd like to think that since the Munster lineup to play Treviso includes names like O'Gara, Stringer and Wallace, that Leinster will be allowed by the IRFU to play some of our stars, especially Sexton, so we can see the two number 10s play the same weekend before the big match with South Africa. So hopefully it'd be a strong enough lineup. Obviously, I don't expect O'Driscoll or Fitzgerald to play, but otherwise, you know, we should have a good few stars there. Plus, we have a good few names in reserve, like McFadden and that can come on and do well in their place. On Connacht's side of the ball, of course, they'll be well up for this. Having beaten us the last 2 years down in Galway, they want to make that 3 out of 3. Late last season, they were lying in wait for us on a Wednesday evening in Galway with Coach Bradley showing all his cunning, using the players to the best of their abilities, and they produced an amazing performance. Wasn't great from a Leinster standpoint, but they really hockeyed us that night and thoroughly deserved the win. And of course, his assistant that night was Eric Elwood, and who is now their head coach, so he'll be using their squad to full effect. And with names like Ofisa, Muldoon, Cronin, Nicora, Carr, and Duffy, they'll definitely be up for it, you know, so we'll see how that goes. Now, for my little rant this week, it's not so much a rant, but it's just a question, really. The word consensus, we've been used a lot in Irish politics, what with the politicians coming together, trying to come up with a budget and everything. But in rugby terms, I'm interested in the way a couple of the representative rugby teams get selected. In particular, the Lions, who announced this week that they'll be adding an extra game to their schedule for the Australia Tour, be playing in Hong Kong, and the Ireland team, who announced their squad for the Autumn Internationals during the week. Those two teams in particular, I wonder how much pressure, if it isn't even pressure, but I wonder how much influence the fact that they're trying to bring four regions together into one team has an effect on their actually selecting the team. For example, if the Lions, say just hypothetically, if the 15 best players or the one best player at all 15 positions came from England, when you select the Lions team, you can't pick the entire England team for the Lions. I mean, not only is there the political factors, you've also got the monetary factors. You want people to buy jerseys in all four of the countries, so you've got to have the interest in all of them. So you've got to have surely at least one player. I mean, the example of the last Lions tour was Ewan Murray. He was always going to be the starting prop if he was A, willing to play on Sunday, or B, actually fit when the Lions games were played. But they didn't really have anyone else. Of course, they had Ross Ford as a hooker, but he wasn't going to be the starting hooker, so they really didn't have enough. I mean, the best player at every other position was. So at least they could say, well, we would have played Murray if he was fit when the actual test matches came along. So there's always kind of one region that you kind of have to keep kind of happy. And when it comes to the Ireland team at the moment, I'm wondering how much, if we didn't have Stephen Ferris. I know we've got Andrew Trimble and Rory Best, but those two aren't guaranteed to start. Now, Ferris is always going to start at 6, but I wonder if we didn't have him, or if he gets injured, is Declan Kidney under that kind of pressure to play an Ulster player in the Ireland team? I don't know. I mean, it's just something I've always wondered, and something that nobody can really talk about in the press because of the political implications and stuff, and I don't mean it in a good or a bad way, but I'd be interested to know just how much influence that desire to spread the love amongst the provinces comes when it comes to selecting the Ireland team. That's my only rant for this week. My prediction is a Leinster win by 5 points. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll get me at @harpinonrugby, and I'll talk to you next week. And in the meantime, come on the Leinster.